WHDD presents Susan Says.
Dear listener, I wish this was an interactive procedure, you know, where I could ask you questions and hear your answers, but let's try it anyway. Here's a test for you. I'm going to ask you a few things. I'd like for you to take a minute and answer. Number one, do you have children? If so, are they boys or girls? Do you have grandchildren? Same, boy or girl. Are any of them younger than 6? Are any of them age 8 months to 4 years? Okay, so now go with me on this, please. Picture that you're walking along. Maybe you shouldn't be where you are with your child. And a person in a uniform comes and takes the child away. They start to cry, right? You want to reach out and hold them and comfort them, but you aren't allowed to. Or in one case, a 3-year-old needed to go to the bathroom and was never seen by his father again. So they're gone now. You can't call them. You don't know where they are. They're said to be in quote-unquote tender age facilities. Talk about a sick euphemism. Are you upset now or angry or scared or both? So I knew that deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish as I call him, never my president, was going to cave and say he's the savior now. You know, I say let him. We know the truth. He started it. It backfired. He needed to fix it. I don't care why or who talked him into it. He did it, sort of. And then his ego is such he had to have people sitting around praising him at the table and saying how great he was before he'd sign it. I didn't care because I wanted those babies back with their parents. But guess what? It was all a sham, a lie. They have no plan to bring them together again. This was only for the future arrest, not the ones already done, 2,000 plus. Now in New York, they find hundreds of kids transferred here, 100 to 300. Governor Cuomo is suing to put them back with their parents, but they can't find them. He says this is all a lie. It's a press release, which doesn't fix anything. Okay, enough of the emotion. Now let's get to some facts. Number one, asylum-seeking people are not the same as illegal immigrants. Got that? We allow them to come in if they're in danger back in their countries, and we process them. Number two, there are ports of entry where they're allowed to come, but they've been purposely understaffed and some are closed, so when they get there, they can't be used and don't know where to go. Number three, now they're arrested, but it's only a misdemeanor, not a felony. They're arrested for 72 hours, but the kids are taken away. Or maybe the parents are even returned to Mexico and then they really can't find the kids. It's not a law, folks. Number four, General Kelly, who is not a hero in my book, regardless of his service in the military, he formulated it with that pig Sessions and that monster Miller. Zero tolerance. It only, they say, made people not want to come. It's a deterrent, only it doesn't work. There are less people coming way before this. This is the saddest thing we've ever done since we put Japanese American citizens in camps during World War II. I'm not going to go heavy into the Holocaust comparisons because that's too much for some people to understand. Yeah, no one's being gassed. But honestly, this is a step on the road to fascism, to policies that we don't want to bear witness to. Dehumanization is the word. That's the common denominator. Of course, we did also take the country by force from indigenous people, Indians, and still have not made up for that, but let's stick to the present. Most important, it's a false premise that you're arrested as an American, you don't see your kids either. But they're not taken away from you. They're not taken out of your house and put somewhere you can't find them. God Almighty, stop these lies. Reporters are crying, listening, watching these children, crying out, Mommy and Daddy, I couldn't keep listening to those tapes, although I know we need to. So don't stop protesting. Keep calling Congress about this. That's what got us this far, although it isn't that far. There's a march scheduled for June 30th. Go online to moveon.org. It's going to go on all over the country. You can find a list on the internet. Now, go kiss and cuddle your kid because they need it. So do these other little kids, though we're not allowed to hug or touch them. Even these babies, quote unquote, of tender age. Please don't fail this test, I beg you.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.